In 2010, Chelsea Manning leaked sensitive US documents to WikiLeaks while she was working for the US Army as an intelligence analyst. Sentenced to 35 years, Manning is now due for release this May, thanks to a grant of clemency from President Obama. We've got Lucia Osborne-Crowley, freelance ABC journalist and former tutor on US politics at the US Study Center, on the line to discuss. Lucia, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, what do you think were President Obama's motivating factors in granting clemency?
I think there could be a number of things going on here because it's quite a kind of politically and legally murky situation. Possibly one of them might be that because we know that there's something complex going on with Julian Assange here as well because... Mm-hmm. Julian Assange indicated last week that he might be open to extradition to the US if clemency was granted to Chelsea Manning.
Ah.
So it's possible that this factored into President Obama's decision to grant clemency because I think that to get Julian Assange to the US to be prosecuted would be an important thing for President Obama's legacy.
Right.
Particularly given that it seems that Assange and incoming President Trump might be relatively friendly, and it's possible that a prosecution wouldn't be pursued under President Trump. So it could be that Obama, you know, was really keen on getting extradition for Assange and therefore granted clemency to Chelsea Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also possible that he did kind of want to send a signal that there would be some clemency available for whistleblowers because his presidency as a whole has been very, very tough on whistleblowers comparatively.
Right.
So 9 or 10 people have been prosecuted in the 8 years of the Obama administration, depending on, you know, whether you count the 10th one as a whistleblower. But that is more than the entire history of US presidents combined.
Right. Is it just the fact that there were more whistleblowers, or is it being...
That Sorry. Could definitely be part of it.
Right.
Because, there have been more high-profile leaks in recent mm-hmm. years. But it is also... He is seen as being very tough on this issue.
Right.
And kind of making decisions to go ahead with prosecutions that perhaps wouldn't have happened in the past.
Right.
So, it's possible that he's trying to send a message now that he has that reputation that he is willing to grant clemency. And I think there's another kind of important thing here that the White House made a distinction when they announced this decision that Chelsea Manning, is remorseful and says that, she knows that the leaks caused a lot of harm. And, mm-hmm. and that's quite unique for whistleblowers. So what he's not saying is that, what she did was patriotic or brave, which is mm-hmm. what Julian Assange wanted him to say.
Right.
What he's saying is that she recognized she did the wrong thing and therefore she should be granted, some leniency from her very long original 35-year sentence.
Yeah, very, very long. Now, what was the reaction from the US conservatives with this announcement of clemency?
Well, there was quite a lot of backlash from US Republicans. So a lot of people, particularly military people, see this as a very bad message to send about how people are treated who kind of leak information about the military. So a lot of people spoke out against this very quickly, including Paul Ryan. And the idea here is that when leaks like this happen with classified military information, people can be put in danger. And there is some evidence to suggest that people were, in Chelsea mm-hmm. Manning's case, put in danger. And people who are associated with the military and a lot of people on the conservative side of American politics take that very, very seriously and think that this is a dangerous precedent to set. So, the idea being that if there were perhaps a potential military whistleblower out there right now, this might send a signal to them that it would be possible for them to have leniency. And a lot of Republicans think that was a very, very bad move from Obama. So they're very critical of that.
Right. Do you think they're aware? You sort of mentioned earlier about the long-term move of getting Julian Assange to the US, a bit of a chess game at play. Do you think they don't realise that that's in the, you know, on the cards?
Yeah. Well, I think, maybe the from their perspective, they think that that's not a trade-off that's worth doing at this point. And I think probably their thinking would be that I imagine congressional Republicans will put a lot of pressure on Trump to continue attempting to get Assange back to the US because they very much disagree with Trump's position on Assange, which seems quite sympathetic. So I think they would, you know, in the mind of Republicans, they would think that they will do everything they can to make sure that Assange is prosecuted in the US, even under President Trump. So they would see this as a trade-off that was not necessary, perhaps, and that, you know, that it has this very negative effect of sending a message that, you know, the government is okay with military leakers and is willing to grant leniency.
Right. Do you think, is there any chance that Trump, when president, will repeal the this clemency?
As far as I'm aware, he can't do that once because the presidential power to grant the clemency, I think, should be able to stand. I could be wrong about that.
Right.
And you know, if that is constitutionally possible, I think it's definitely something that he would consider. I think it's something that he would probably be very strongly urged to consider by his Republican colleagues. And, you know, which would murky the situation even further and perhaps, you know, would fracture this quite friendly relationship he's developing with Assange because Assange would have, you know, not see that in a good light at all. So I think that would complicate things even further.
Yeah, absolutely. What was WikiLeaks' response to this clemency being granted?
Well, even though a few days prior... Their WikiLeaks Twitter, which most people think is run personally by Assange, said, you know, we will consider agreeing to extradition if clemency is granted. So the idea was that he would receive this news very positively and possibly start discussing extradition. But he didn't. So yesterday his lawyer said he will stand by his word. It was kind of an ambiguous comment, but it seemed like the deal was on. But today he said that he won't be doing that, or he's at least implied that he won't cooperate because of this key difference between what he wanted, which was a pardon, and what he got from President Obama, from Chelsea Manning, which was a commutation.
Mm-hmm.
The key difference being that a commutation leaves the guilty verdict intact.
Right.
And a pardon expunges the conviction altogether. So what he wanted was a statement that this should never have been prosecuted in the first place because... Mm-hmm. You know, what she did was important and brave, and we should be celebrating that behaviour and not punishing it. So he wanted a full pardon and didn't get that. And also, you know, he wanted an immediate release, he said this morning, but there's a kind of 120-day delay. As you said earlier, she won't actually be released until May. And so Assange has said that, you know, that's a key difference for him and therefore the deal is off.
Right. What does this decision mean, the leniency shown in this case, what does it mean for the future of whistleblowers who may threaten U.S. security, you know, abroad and with military impacts?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question because I think in the immediate sense, it definitely could send a message to potential whistleblowers that there is a possibility of, you know, the government being lenient.
Yeah.
So that could factor into the mind of someone who is currently thinking about doing something like that. But I think in general, as I said, given the kind of trend in US politics has definitely been towards being tougher on these issues rather than more lenient, this might be a kind of standalone thing. It might have been a political power play, as you said. It might have been a one-off
chess move, yep.
Yeah, exactly. In which case, you know, it might not have any lasting effect. But it's certainly surprising, and it certainly would be surprising to, you know, all of the communities, military communities, intelligence communities who deal with this kind of thing. So I think that the kind of shock factor of that definitely does send quite a powerful message about whistleblowing. And I think particularly in the military, because this is a unique case in that this was a US Army soldier.
Intelligence officer, yeah.
Intelligence analyst, I should say. Yeah, exactly. And she was sentenced by court-martial. So she was sentenced in a military court to a very long sentence based on the fact that a military court is going to take these issues of sensitivity in around military operations very, very seriously. And the idea of an executive government stepping in to that process of sentencing, military leaking and commuting it sends quite a powerful message, I think, because it sends the message that, you know, the government can come in and say, you've been too tough on this, this person deserves leniency. So in a military sense, I think it's very significant. And in terms of whistleblowing more generally, I think it definitely could be. But, you know, as we say, it could also be a kind of one-off move from Obama, from, him thinking about his legacy moving forward and preparing for President Trump.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Lucia, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily today.
Thanks so much for having me.
There you are. That was ABC journalist, writer, tutor on US politics at the US Study Centre, Lucia Osborne-Crawley, talking about the leniency granted to Chelsea Manning over there in the States.